Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Putin has held a meeting with his security officials, including the Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu, as he tries to present an image of business as usual following a short-lived mutiny over the weekend. The sacking of Mr. Shoigu and the military chief of staff, General Valery Gerasimov, had been one of the demands of the head of the Wagner private army, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Mr. Putin has also given a national television address in which he claimed he'd let the mutiny go on as long as it did to avoid bloodshed. But the BBC's Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, says the president is still playing catch-up and not successfully conveying strength of leadership.
Since his first TV address on Saturday, President Putin had remained silent about these tumultuous events that were going on, and particularly about the agreement that was reached to end the standoff. A controversial agreement, controversial because although the president describes the organisers of the mutiny as criminals and traitors, as far as we know, the charges against Yevgeny Prigozhin are being dropped and he's free to go to Belarus, as far as we understand. So a controversial agreement, and people wanted to know what Vladimir Putin thinks about that, and he actually didn't address that point.
For his part, Yevgeny Prigozhin posted an audio message insisting he hadn't been trying to topple the government when he dispatched his men towards Moscow. He said they'd been angered by the Kremlin's threat to put them under the direct control of the Russian Defence Ministry. Famil Ismailov is from the BBC Russian service.
He's obviously had some time to think about what is happening and what's going to happen to him, what he was promised and what was the deal, and if he's won or he's lost during that deal. But he's obviously doubling down. His message is not just to his own fighters, also to the media that will be guessing what his next step's going to be, and also a message to people with whom he is not in direct communication to show that he is still there, that he is still in charge of Wagner, and that he is not going to give up his fighters easily.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces say they will observe a unilateral ceasefire in their conflict with the Sudanese army over the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. The announcement was made by the RSF leader, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, better known as Hamiti. Kat Wiener reports.
General Hamiti said the ceasefire would be in effect on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's the first time a truce has been declared unilaterally since the conflict erupted in April, and it comes after a week of intense fighting following the end of the last three-day ceasefire. The RSF clearly feels emboldened by its recent victories. The Sudanese army has confirmed the paramilitary's capture on Sunday of a police headquarters in Khartoum, and it's not certain whether this truce will be respected. General Hamiti also condemned abuses carried out against civilians, including those perpetrated by his own forces.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The United States has said it's deeply troubled by the Israeli government's decision to approve the construction of 5,700 new homes for settlers in the occupied West Bank. A State Department spokesman said it would be an impediment to a two-state solution. Violence between Palestinians and Israelis has flared since Benjamin Netanyahu was re-elected as Prime Minister of a hardline religious nationalist government. Provisional results from the presidential election in Sierra Leone suggest the incumbent, Julius Maada Bio, is on course to win. The Electoral Commission said he'd gained more than 55% of the vote ahead of his main rival, Samura Kamara. The opposition candidate has rejected the commission's results. The Indian Army says women activists in the northeastern state of Manipur have been deliberately blocking routes and interfering in their operations to contain the ethnic unrest. It said such unwarranted interference was detrimental to their efforts to save lives and property. Here's Ambarasanati Rajan.
More than 130 people have been killed and around 50,000 displaced in the violence between the Maithi and Kuki ethnic communities since May. The army has also released a video showing how hundreds of women blocking roads and arguing with security officials during operations. Over the weekend, a 1,000-strong mob led by women forced security forces to release 12 suspected rebels from a banned ethnic militant group. Army officials said they decided to hand over the rebels to a local leader to avoid violence.
A United Nations human rights expert has called on Washington to close the US prison camp in Guantanamo Bay. Special rapporteur Fanula Ni-Irloin, who's just taken part in the UN's first visit to the camp, described the treatment of detainees there as cruel, degrading and in breach of international law. Around 30 detainees remain at the military facility. BBC News.